More than 150,000 people have left their homes in Burkina Faso, many in the capital Ouagadougou, where the United Nations says the amount of rain that fell in one day last week equals a quarter of the nation's average annual rainfall. These are the heaviest rains in 90 years in Burkina Faso, and at least 7 people have been killed. The capital's main hospital is badly flooded, electricity is cut, and 2 dams and 12 bridges are damaged. Prime Minister Tertia Zongo is appealing for more than $150 million to drain floodwaters, repair road damage, pay for humanitarian assistance, and develop a better disaster response system. At least 25 people have been killed by flooding in Ghana, where the local Red Cross Society is helping vulnerable families with tarps, blankets, kitchen sets, sleeping mats, soap, and jerry cans. Unusually heavy rains are also affecting people in Ivory Coast, Mauritania, Mali, Liberia, and Gambia. In Niger, 400 hectares of farmland are underwater and 3,500 homes have been partially destroyed. 20,000 people are affected in Benin. In Guinea, 6,000 people are affected by flooding in the capital Conakry and 10,000 people in the city of Kindia, where 3 rivers have overflowed their banks. 7 people died in mudslides and floods in Sierra Leone last month. 30,000 homes in Senegal are flooded, most on the outskirts of the capital Dakar. That flooding and persistent power cuts sparked riots in the Pekin neighborhood, where people barricaded roads with burned tires and smashed the windows of a police vehicle. Damage to cropland increases food insecurity. Rising floodwaters raise the incidence of malaria and diarrheal disease. Heavy rains are forecast through the end of September. Flooding in West Africa 2 years ago killed 300 people and displaced more than 800,000. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.